When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Shine, well done, Haverhills. Haverhills, Rob Zombie. And it's a Bruins Thursday. Mike Milbury coming up in less than 1 hour at 9, but right now this.
It's time for.
No longer are you necessarily keeping those private files in some file cabinet that's locked in the basement of the house.
The news.
It's on your laptop, then therefore up here in this cloud that exists above us, right?
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Do a fingerprint or something instead of you having to see my boobs.
Yeah. Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com on WEEI.
What do you think they would say?
It's interesting you bring up Haverhill because Cheryl Ferguson, a member from the Haverhill School Committee, was arrested and appeared in court yesterday after allegedly assaulting a teen. Oh. She was arraigned on charges of indecent assault and battery on a person 14 or over. According to the teen, Ferguson approached him while he was wearing a mask outside of a 7-Eleven and groped him from behind. She then went into the store.
How old is this woman?
She is 34.
Okay.
She then went into the store, came back out, and groped his chest. Now, Ferguson says that when she was leaving, she just poked him in the chest and said, quote, "You're scary." Here's school committee vice chairman Paul Magliocchetti on BZ.
We do have to be concerned with her presence around minors, and that's something that I'm sure we will address with legal counsel.
What the
frick? That's strange.
So she's on the school committee and then is accused of groping a school-aged young man.
Right. Yes.
And she's saying she just like said, poked him in the chest.
Said, you're scary.
Was he wearing a Halloween mask?
It was just a mask. That's all they specified. But if she's saying he said you look scary, then probably Halloween mask.
Yeah, don't touch kids. Never a good thing.
And on to Rebecca Shing, a school van driver who was arrested in New Bedford and has been charged with driving students while drunk. It happened around 2:30 p.m. when she was pulled over for driving a school van erratically on Route 140 South. 4 children and 1 other adult were in the van. Here's some courtroom audio from the prosecutor.
There were 4 children in the van as well as a young adult. Ages ranged from 1 all the way to 18. They noted the strong smell of alcohol as well as her being unsteady on her feet.
Oh, man.
Terrible.
God.
And you trust these people to get your kids to and from school safely.
I know.
The world is over. Like, we have.
Scary.
Why do we always fail the ones that are most vulnerable?
Yeah, it really is. It's an alarming thing. So,
yep. All right. Karen Reed is finally telling her story. Part 2 of the Vanity Fair article dropped yesterday. There's a lot that has been said in this article. Greg and I were on the phone after part 1 dropped. We tried to get the writer on. I sent a few messages. She is on maternity leave right now. So she did not get back to me. But
it's very interesting.
Yeah.
Her legal bills are $5 million.
Wow.
She's paid $1.2 million of it.
Jesus.
This is Vanity Fair stuff, by the way.
Yep.
So I that's a legitimate journalistic outlet.
Okay.
They have done obviously their due diligence. You know, if they print something that is not factually correct,
right,
then they would be open to a defamation lawsuit by those whose reputation they are infringing on. So
the only thing with that, and we talked about that briefly yesterday, Greg, is that you have to have, I believe, intent to slander. And I don't know if that's easily provable.
It would be libel. Right.
So because aren't these people public because they've been part of this trial, or is it private citizens?
I think they're still private citizens.
Oh, okay. If that's the case, then
like,
great.
Like the big, the, so the big takeaway is they got a independent expert.
Yep.
Who is a like college professor to analyze the Google search, the 2:27 a.m. Hoss long to die in the cold Google search.
Yes.
And that expert concurs with Karen Reed and the defense, in her case, that that was actually done at 2:27 a.m. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. So that would be of interest, I think, to those who are trying to figure out what happened.
But see, the only crazy part about that, I feel like there's always an expert that can then dispute the other side.
Okay, so if somebody were accusing you of a Google search.
Yep.
That happened at 2:27 a.m.
Yeah,
and you didn't do it,
right?
And it was in Vanity Fair magazine. Would you sue? I would. I would expect that there will be a lawsuit. Then.
Yeah, but
if that's not what happened, then
but
I
if
would
there's
expect,
an expert that says, "Oh, that is something that happened,"
then I'd sue the expert and sue Vanity Fair.
Yeah, but I don't think you can really do that.
Of
though.
Of course, you can sue anybody.
No, yeah, you could sue anybody. It doesn't mean you're going to win.
Well, why?
But that's why
you?
They have. That's why the defense and the prosecutor.
Why wouldn't you?
They have their own experts.
I think it's very interesting. In the article, she has kept. She was able to get and keep the actual carpet.
Yep.
From the home outside of which the incident occurred. And is keeping that in a climate-controlled storage place so that when she gets the money to finally test it for DNA, then she'll be able to do that.
And apparently every swab costs like $5,000.
It costs $5,000, so she doesn't have the money to do it clearly, right. But at some point she wants to test that carpet from the basement.
From the house where...
Yeah.
And then on... Did anybody watch Channel 4 yesterday? Because Auntie Kathy called me and said that a photo of Greg and I was on Channel 4 a few times yesterday.
This is interesting to me. Every time the news has an opportunity to talk about this, they put the photo up of me and you with Karen Reed.
Right, yeah.
It's of interest to me.
It's very, very interesting.
Yeah.
But she called me multiple times to say that they kept running, you know, the 4 o'clock hour and then the 7:30, I believe.
Luckily, not exactly the booming 70s with local news ratings.
So then this Vanity Fair is really her side of what she thinks. Okay.
I have that Channel 4 audio if you would like to hear it.
Oh, I would love to hear it. I did not see it, so I'd love to hear it.
Hey. In part 2 of Vanity Fair's extensive interview with Reed, she addressed criticism of her public appearances, including the multiple times she was spotted during trial at expensive restaurants, dining with lawyers, radio hosts, or social media influencers. She told the magazine, "You try feeding Alan Jackson McDonald's."
Oh, that could have been me. I'm glad she didn't say, "You try feeding Greg Hill." At McDonald's.
Yeah, it's.
I love the serious tone of local news.
There it is.
Oh, that's.
Yeah.
Well, Texter says, "Are we now free to have Karen Reed on the show?" And that's a whole other can of worms.
It's a slippery slope.
She had said that she would come on once the Vanity Fair article came out because she had given them an exclusive. So I guess I.
Well, we had one side on.
We did.
So. Yeah,
we did.
And, you know, it's one thing for Greg and I to talk about our experience meeting with her, but I think that her speaking on her own behalf is only right.
It's got to be difficult, though, I guess maybe in the sense of difficult, like, for her, because you see what the news reporter did is she's out dining at expensive restaurants.
Well, she addresses that in the article and says that she is an innocent woman who is wrongly accused of a crime.
Mm-hmm.
So why why wouldn't she?
Because remember, her life like you know she, how people in the, you know how people in America are. It's all about the perception. Right,
yeah,
perception over the reality of what the. So if you're out
she
there.
She should be a recluse. Like, she should be in her house.
No, but sometimes you're going to. And I'm not saying she can't handle it, but there are going to be the negative backlash or the way that the reporter pointed that out.
Yeah.
Right? And that's the thing about the media. The media is so. They don't want good stories. They want the negative. They want the drama. So they're going to instantly say, look at her out with two social media influence and radio hosts.
Well, thank you.
All right, but that's the way.
Wait, did you say two macro influencers?
That's the way they word it.
It's not. I'm not a journalist. These people. I host a stupid radio show. Of course, I'm going to take the opportunity to talk to somebody who claims that they are wrongly accused of a crime and find out what I think about it.
Dining with lawyers, radio hosts, or social media influencers.
And I also have to say, like, she has been seen out and about around the city, and all I've heard and read and seen photos of is her being over-the-top kind to anybody that goes up to her, answers anybody's questions. So if you didn't do a crime and you are trying to prove your innocence, you being out and living your life as normal and opening yourself up for criticism or for people to come up to you and ask questions, I think is how I would handle it.
I mean, but to be candid, I mean, OJ's been nice to a lot of people in public, taking pictures with fans.
I'm just saying she hasn't done anything in the public eye while she's been out and about that would put her in a bad light.
But just to put balance on this, and Greg makes a lot of good points. However, we discussed the $1.2 million this Karen Reed has paid.
Right.
She still owes nearly $4 million in legal fees.
Yep.
Just because somebody isn't exactly honest about you in a magazine story doesn't mean you want to engage in a expense of hiring attorneys to sue an organization that has far more power than you have as a private citizen to get your name cleared.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's so many things in it, and we have other news stories to get to, but it's of interest, I think, that the dog, Chloe, this is alleged by a dog owner in that area that the dog attacked their dog.
All right.
And then the brother of the Brian Albert called them up and said, the chief of the Canton Police Department would like to know how we make this go away because the dog almost killed their dog. Now, that is what they are saying, not what I'm saying.
But see, somebody could sue that person because they're saying...
I would assume that they would. That's what I'm saying to you. Wouldn't you sue over that?
Is it worth it to try to find a lawyer that's going to take that on and say, okay, there's really something here where we can really sue this person? Or is it just like this person's one, I don't want to use the word opinion, but alleged incident that happened that we have no evidence that did or didn't happen?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what becomes very interesting in this whole Karen Reed case, because she wants to tell her story, but there are going to be people who look at the other side of the story that's being told, and now you're out and about.
It's the most intriguing legal drama, courtroom drama that I think we've ever had here in this state.
Huh? Dining with lawyers, radio hosts, or social media influencers.
Look how they put that.
That should be, I should do a show.
Look how dirty that is. Like, and I've been a part of it with the Herald.
Yeah.
Look how they made it seem like
salacious.
She's strapped for cash.
Yeah.
Because she's got this huge, but yet she's out gallivanting.
Dining with radio people.
At expensive restaurants.
How do they know I didn't pick up the tab?
With lawyers, radio hosts, or social media influencers.
You watched the Dateline, correct?
Yeah.
I didn't, but I was with somebody last night who was telling me that they talk about the pig DNA.
Yes.
That was found on John O'Keefe.
Yes.
That's
it's wild.
Interesting.
Yeah. Oh.
And Greg, just so you know, I have sent Channel 4 a cease and desist.
Thank you, Ken.
My pleasure.
I don't know. We'll have to leave it up to
this is
not our show. This is your show. So if you want, we will have Karen said she would come in. We'll have her on if you want. If you don't, we might. Maybe we'll do a poll or something. I don't know.
That would be great.
All right. We have more news to come. including what happened in Georgia, when one couple attempted to rekindle the intimacy in their relationship in a public place. And we'll get to that, the rest of the news next. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending right now?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99 Restaurants and Pubs. And I know my parents are up listening right now, so want to wish them a happy 37th wedding anniversary. Mm. 37 years strong. And
keep it up.
Yep. So Wiggy's was yesterday, my parents today.
There you go.
Any, was there any problem at all when it comes to John Cox when he learned that some who worked with us, who watched their interaction, felt like your mom and Curtis were a couple in Newport, Rhode Island?
Nope, I don't think that worries John one bit. Very comfortable. Very comfortable.
I know that our engineer, Griff, thought for quite some time that your mom was Curtis's wife.
Correct.
As I said at the time, a compliment to me, an insult to her.
But a compliment to my mom as well, because Curtis is in his 30, or actually 40 now, but, early 40, and my mom is, looks very young. Uh-huh. The Celtics get their first loss of the season. Final score 135-132 in overtime in Indiana. Jason Tatum led the way with 35 points in the loss. Your Bruins are in Carolina to take on the Hurricanes tonight. Puck drop is at 7. And the sad news for the New York Yankees. The Dodgers take the World Series, taking Game 5. Final score 7-6 after being down 5-0 going into the top of the fifth. Freddie Freeman won the MVP. And Robert Kraft has been named one of 9 contributor finalists for the 2025 Pro Football Hall of Fame class. The committee will meet November 12th to discuss the finalists and select one for the full selection committee to decide if the selected finalist will be enshrined.
Yeah, he should get it.
He should be in the Hall of Fame.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Does anybody dispute that?
No.
No. Nope. Not at all. I think when you look at it, it's long overdue.
Yeah.
He's proven that he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
I mean, he saved the franchise.
Yep.
Franchise would have been in St. Louis or somewhere else.
Right.
Certainly was a part of the greatest dynasty, arguably the greatest dynasty in sports.
Right.
One of the best businessmen in the region, probably in the country. He's up there.
He stepped in to help the NFL and NFLPA not have a strike, that 1 year when he stepped in to help out with the whole CBA and was able to get that, get that done, the whole Jeff Saturday thanking him and everything.
So I hope that Robert Kraft is an NFL Hall of Famer. He should be.
We're happy to have the Hillman down at Patriot Place. You've been with us since the beginning.
Thank you, Robert. Mr. Kraft.
Yep.
Yes.
On Thursday Night Football, we'll see the Texans at Jets. Kickoff at 8:15. You can listen to that right here on EEI. And it's here. The prime rib dinner is back at the 9. 16 ounces of slow-roasted USDA choice prime rib served with choices of 2 sides. Available every Friday and Saturday after 4 p.m. and all day on Sunday. You gotta love the 9s. That's what's trending. Here is Curtis and Ken with your weather.
Greg, you gotta read the Dr. Fauci Vanity Fair piece. Totally down the middle. 56 degrees. It's hot. 76 today. Happy Halloween.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it is Halloween, and if you have not had a chance to watch this show this morning on Twitch or on YouTube, then let me inform you that Wiggy is Art the Clown from the Terrifier film franchise, and Courtney is Elphaba, the witch from Wicked.
Yep.
And Shime is, there's something up in the ocean.
Something is up in the ocean right now.
And Curtis is Ken Laird.
Excuse me, social distance, please.
Our boss, the lifeguard.
Yeah. Proper Ken, rejoin from Shime there.
Ken
writings on the wall for his departure.
Ken PR, as he used to be affectionately referred to on this show when he was the executive producer thereof. So
yeah,
great job on the costumes, all of you.
Thank you. Yeah. I'm very excited for Wicked to come out. I've been talking about it nonstop. I think that maybe we do a show, go viewing it together.
What?
When it comes
Wicked,
out.
The movie?
Yeah.
I mean, I...
We could bring listeners, maybe.
We could. What? Mm-hmm. So it's the...
I'm in.
It's the film version of the Broadway show?
Of the Broadway show. Yeah, so it's a prequel to Wizard of Oz.
Okay.
It's how the Wicked Witch of the West became the Wicked Witch of the West. Elphaba was very misunderstood.
Oh, she
And
was.
She goes to Shiz University. She meets Glinda. Yeah. And
Wait
Glinda's...
a second. When she was riding her bike angrily down the street.
Well, that was in Wizard of Oz.
But the green one is the Wicked Witch of the East, the evil one. The good sister is the Wicked Witch of the West. So it's a prequel of the good sister or the bad
Both.
Sister?
Both.
Okay. Because in The Wizard of Oz, the Wicked Witch of the East, she's the mean one. That's the house that the house lands on her. And then the Wicked Witch of the West is, you know, because I love The Wizard of Oz like
I believe you are not correct. It's the Wicked Witch of the West.
The Wicked Witch of the East, bro!
No, the East is the mean one. The West is the good one.
Have you seen that video, Greg? It's one of the all-time great, like, internet memes where he's just yelling about the Wicked Witch of the East is a princess. It's amazing. If you haven't seen it, go check it.
And I'm not dressed as anybody. I blew it. I didn't want to ruin the couple's costume by coming in solo, and I didn't come up with anything else, and I apologize.
No need to apologize.
I'm being soundly abused by it everywhere. Twitch chat, text line. Everywhere, so I understand.
I am the Wicked Witch of the West.
Okay. Of the West.
The East is what the house falls on, different witches.
So the West is the good sister?
They're both, those are sisters that are not, neither of them are good. Mm-hmm. Glinda is completely different.
Who's the green one in The Wizard of Oz?
Wicked Witch of the West.
Isn't that who you are?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But the house doesn't fall on the mean one. It falls on the sister. Oh. You don't meet the Wicked Witch of the East.
Curtis used to refer to Bill Belichick as the Wicked Witch of the East.
What a nice morning, not hearing that miserable SOB.
All right, rest of the news, please, if we could.
Yes, 500 Amazon workers sent a strongly worded email to their CEO, Matt Garman, suggesting that the return to the office policy is unfair and based on no data. So would you like me to read the opening of the letter?
Sure. I mean, how is this going to go over, would you guess, with the CEO?
Oh, I can tell you exactly because he's already responded.
Okay. All right.
The letter opens, "We were appalled to hear the non-data-driven explanation you gave for Amazon imposing a five-day in-office mandate." That's how they open.
Uh-huh.
Garman has said in response, "If there are people who just don't work well in that environment and don't want to, that's okay. There are other companies around."
Okay.
Which is exactly how you should handle it.
Like, the guy, he's the boss. Everybody has a boss. He's decided that you're more productive when you actually go into the office.
Mm-hmm.
The data, there's no data. There's not, I mean, these are... I'm sorry, but they're spoiled, entitled people who are used to, they were trained to debate their parents when their parents... parents told them that it was time to put the tablet down and go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And so they think that they, you know, their next move is to threaten the CEO because they don't want to go back in the office.
Okay. Yeah.
But I mean, that this has been the, they can leave.
Right.
Like, what does Amazon owe them? Well, so, like, I just don't, like, it's...
A work-life balance, Curtis.
Right, but Amazon, you can't sue a private company to tell you that they should treat you better if they're, as long as they're not, like, abusing you in the workplace.
They're trying to hold them hostage. Mm. And I don't think it's going to work.
It's just wild.
Right. Yeah. We live in weird times. All right, what's next?
Two middle-aged women were on a road trip in Georgia. They were trying to reconcile their relationship when the mood struck. And the best location they could find to get it on was the lawn outside of a McDonald's in broad daylight. Passerbyers, patrons of McDonald's, called the cops, obviously, when they saw the two fully nude women engaging in sex on the lawn of the McDonald's.
Jeez.
And they were arrested for a misdemeanor, public indecency. If you're watching on Twitch, you can see their mugshots.
Oh, okay. Oh, you could have kept those mugshots hidden.
They were in the mood for an MDB.
Wow. We are beach sexers.
Okay. That has to be in the running for least attractive photo of all time.
Wow. You ain't lying.
Holy cow.
Man. So
they were horned up, yep. And the only place they could find was it right outside the McDonald's Playland?
Or, oh, my gosh. I hope not.
I mean, oh.
Holy hell.
Boy. Hey, scary.
There is not enough gin in the planet.
Is this where the quarter pounder E. coli breakout occurred?
Oh,
or is that where it started? Or what was it?
Holy,
that is really...
I don't think they were on gin, Curtis. I think it was a little bit stronger than that.
Well, bath salts make you go wild.
Maybe meth.
Okay. A new law went into effect this week when it comes to airlines. Airlines are now required to issue actual refunds if your flight gets canceled or significantly delayed instead of vouchers.
Mm, I agree, Sean. Great. All right, so they got to give you the cash,
yes,
finally.
Thank God.
Good to know.
Yeah, we can hear from U.S. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg.
When an airline knows that all, instead of just a few, of the passengers on a canceled flight are likely to actually get their money back, it gives them a different set of reasons to put in the investment and the realistic scheduling that makes those cancellations less likely to happen to begin with.
I'm so sorry I fired the cut so quickly.
I can't start crying because I have greed all over my face.
Do you have any? You have no idea. Do you watch the news?
I do.
Okay, how do you pronounce his last name?
Pete Buttigieg.
Buttigieg.
What is it?
Buttigieg.
Buttigieg.
Buttigieg
is the way in which you would say it.
It's like bunch of times.
Sorry.
All right.
He ran for president.
Really?
Well, yes, he did.
When?
You may have missed that part.
When?
It was a couple of years ago. I mean,
I never even heard it again.
He's in charge of the...
Well, the good news is at least she's not as bad at pronouncing it as current President Joe Biden is.
Do we have that?
Thank you, Secretary Buttigieg.
Oh, that's when you don't know.
Well,
that was amazing.
Yeah. Pete Buttigieg.
Pete Buttigieg.
You know where he was the mayor before he was the Secretary of Transportation, Courtney?
Where?
South Bend.
Pete Buttigieg. All right. Anyway, jaywalking now legal in New York City. The politicians were pointing at the fact that they found that people of color were more likely to get ticketed than white people.
For jaywalking.
Okay. So we can hear from some New Yorkers talking about how they feel about the change.
Who cares? So what else is new? I jaywalked my whole life here. I lived here for 60 years and I jaywalked. Gotta be alert. You're in New York. Look alive.
You get a chance, you
go.
Take it.
Is it safe?
If it's safe, you go. Watch both ways, because now we got these guys.
When was the last time you heard somebody say that, I'm happy they caught that jaywalker?
Right. I mean, isn't that every city? Like, people don't pay any. People don't wait for the crosswalk or whatever.
Well,
anywhere.
That's why they get hit by cars.
They don't do it in Boston.
Yeah. I don't.
You're at severe risk. It's going to happen to me. Like, I actually do walk across the street in the crosswalk, and the bike people pay zero respect to the lights. So the traffic is stopped.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting the 10-second countdown with the white pedestrian walk thing.
Yep.
And you get all the way across the...
Not very welcoming that that's white.
All the way across
another
the crosswalk.
Another thing we have to compete with.
and I get right across, and some jackass on his bicycle is doing, you know, 12, 15 miles an hour, not stopping with the rest of the traffic. If you're on a bike, you're traffic.
Right.
My favorite one, Courtney, you know when you turn right over the bridge right by the cruise port to go to the pike right in front of the state police barracks?
Yes.
So there is a bike lane that I've been down many times, empty, and there is a bike light that they have. I have a green light. You turn, they start gyrating, throwing their hands in the air, screaming at me, and I'm looking straight ahead at their red bike light. There's no enforcement. Forget about the jaywalkers. Enforce the bikers that are menaces on the road we've designed for their convenience.
Yeah, I don't follow no rules when I'm on an e-bike.
You're the problem.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I am part of the problem.
You have to stop at the light like everybody else who's driving a vehicle. Like, your bike is a vehicle.
Yeah,
like
I know.
The pedestrian has the all-time right-of-way always. So,
but I'm like, you ain't catching me on a bike if I do have to kick the chase. I'm going down alleyways and everything.
Courtney, great job in the news this morning.
Thank you so much.
It is Halloween, and it is a Bruins Thursday. Mike Milbury will be on this show with us in 15 minutes at 9. Jaylen Brown on the designed play to end overtime last night, which did not result in the basketball going into the hoop and did not result in the Celtics winning that game. Curtis, that is the best coach in the NBA who is designing.
He sure is. I am sorry. My headphone jack just exploded, so I can't hear anything.
That is the best coach in the NBA who is designing that play and getting the ball to Jaylen Brown, who at that point was 1 for 11 when it came to three-point attempts. I personally would have given the ball to my guy, Pete Pritch, but I'm not coaching that basketball team.
So. And that would be a dumb move. Pete Pritch, come on. Do you give the ball to Tatum or Brown in that situation?
We can't get creative over there.
Okay, so let's say you do give the ball to Pete Pritch and he misses.
Mm-hmm.
Is Mazzulla more likely to get criticized for not getting the ball to Tatum or Brown versus giving it to Tatum or Brown, and then you're the only person criticizing him for saying, "Oh, you should have gave it to Pete Pritch."
Yeah, but if he gives it to a guy like Pete Pritch or D. White, if they make it, then he's praised for not just depending on the Jays over and over again.
But if they miss, he's going to get criticized way more. It's going to be like, why would you not give the ball to your... And that's what you do. We saw this whole thing play out on The Last Dance. Like, in that situation, you give the ball to your best player. If you have two of them, then you have a pick and choose. You should be able to draw up a good play for Brown or Tatum. But you don't go, all right, maybe if your best player gives it up to Pete Pritch, no issues there.
I wish you got at least a little bit of rim on it. The air ball. It's just, and that was my go-to.
That was a good look, though.
At Show Burrito High School was the air ball.
Yeah.
But
is that why they also called you Air Bud?
you definitely thought that they were. It was going to be a while before they got their first loss. I did.
I did, yeah. I thought
it would be December before they got their first loss.
But you know what the interesting part is now that I'm like, I'm heavily watching the starting five. You get to just kind of see how the NBA players think, and like losing. And Courtney, you said this, like losing a regular season game, they don't even think about it. Really, it seems like after the game is over, they're on to the next. And so I look at this Celtics team. If they run off 10, 11 straight, this is a loss that we look back and
that Pacers team is a good basketball team.
Yeah. Yeah, they beat them. What was that? The game was that the semifinals last year.
Yeah.
All right. So I mean, yeah, they're a talented basketball team. I'm not concerned you lose this game. I mean, I told you this is a team that, based on seeing them play in person, I don't think there's any team that can beat them in a 7-game series. I'm just like, fast forward to the postseason and let's get this thing jumping.
All right. Well, it's a Bruins Thursday. We'll talk to Mike Milbury coming up in a moment or two.
Mike Milbury doesn't strike me as a massive Halloween guy.
Probably not. Mm. Wiggy is.
Yep.
You mm-hmm. are.
Yeah.
We have a big Halloween party this evening to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation at Moxie's in the Seaport.
All of my group messages right now are popping off too, saying like, remember when we were all single and Halloween was the night? And it's like, if you don't have plans... It is a perfect night for a single gentleman to go out and, you know...
Knock him down?
Or meet the love of his life.
Really?
Like, if you're single and you don't have plans and you're just going to sit at home tonight, don't do that. Go to a park. Come to Moxie's. We've got tickets still available. All you right. can come. $35. Cheap. And then you'll go there. You'll pick up a nice lady. I just think, like, I remember, it was just the best.
And you can dress up.
Is it something about being in costume?
Yeah, I think in costume.
More confidence.
Well, it's also more confidence, but then you don't really know what you're getting underneath it all. But for a lot of the gals out there... They're wearing maybe sometimes less than they normally would, so you know exactly what you're
and
getting.
And the guy, you can kind of like, you can hide in a costume, so maybe they won't see your face when if you get turned down on the walk of shame.
And but I'm thinking back, like, things I wore in college for Halloween, geez Louise. My freshman year, I was Cupid.
Right.
And I got I thought it was a costume from Victoria's Secret, and it was strictly lingerie. It was a thong, and I said, my father's going to ask to see what I was for Halloween. I had to buy like little Spanx.
Well, that's what makes Halloween great. It allows you as an adult to go to a party, dress for women as, you know, as slutty as you want, mm-hmm. and not be looked at in a negative way.
Well, guys can do that too, can't they?
Yes,
yeah, guys can do all types of things.
Yes.
And that's what makes it fun. That's why Halloween is the best for adults. It's your holiday where you can act a fool. If you want to get drunk or you drink, you could do that. You can go to a good Halloween party, have the night of your life, and not have to worry about anything. You don't have to give anybody gifts.
I did. I had a friend in college who I really hope is not listening because she'll kill me for telling this story. But she met a nice gentleman at a party.
What was she dressed as?
She was dressed as, it was like some type of pajama thing. Like her hair was in pigtails.
Okay.
He was dressed as the Hulk.
Ooh.
They went home together.
Right.
They enjoyed each other's company.
Literally,
and the next
Hulk smash.
I remember the next morning seeing her, and she was covered in green. Mm-hmm. Like, so that's also an issue if you're into face paint or anything like that.
Where did Ken Laird go? Oh, there he is. Ken, we were just talking about Halloween. I remember a couple years ago you dressed as Slutty Fauci, if I remember correctly. His mic doesn't work. Or I don't know what's going on in there.
Yeah, when I turn my mic on, I can't hear anything because my headphone jack is totally broken.
Oh, boy, what happened?
I don't know.
I think this is Ken on Ken crime.
Yeah, I think it is. I don't think he liked the way you were portraying him this morning in your costume.
I think I was too on the nose.
Well, now it's up to you to get it fixed.
I'm going to fire Ken and hire Curtis.
All right, Mike Milbury coming up. But just quick reminder, we do have a Halloween party for you this evening at Moxie's. You see what Courtney and Santo are wearing for their couple's costume. See what Wiggy is. You know, if you haven't seen Wiggy on Twitch or YouTube this morning, see Wiggy. You can see what I'm going to wear finally. And we would love to see you there tonight. It is presented by Ghost Tequila. And tickets are just $35 available at the door, I think, although you might want to get them in advance, Courtney, right? Because we're close to selling out.
We're close to selling out. So if you want them, get them this morning.
All right, get them this morning. Go to thegreghillfoundation.org.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.